other pirates were more successful than Blackbeard. Henry Every captured a ship filled with the treasures of an Indian prince and retired to tell the tale. Bartholomew Roberts was arguably the most successful Occidental pirate of them all, capturing more than 5 times the prizes secured by Blackbeard or any other pirate of the Golden Age. However, it was Blackbeard who caught the public imagination, and who remains our archetypal pirate of the era. The reason for this may be attributed to his appearance, which was highly distinctive, and fit the image the general public had of pirates of this time. In a large proportion of the pirate books out there on the shelves, Blackbeard features on the cover, an instantly recognizable figure who screams "ferocious pirate" to whoever picks up the book. In the public imagination, Blackbeard is the ultimate pirate captain, regardless of what he actually did during his short, brutish career. This emphasis on Blackbeard's appearance and personality hides the fact that the man was a highly successful pirate. Although his career as an independent pirate captain lasted less than a year and a half, his action shook the very foundations of British rule in colonial America. While he was operating in the Caribbean, Blackbeard was little more than a major irritant, one of several pirate captains who fought their own private war among the islands and shoals of the West Indies. However, his blockade of Charleston, was something different. His actions paralyzed the port, bringing maritime trade to a halt. While this caused a crisis in the colony of South Carolina, Blackbeard's blockade had an equally dramatic impact further up the coast. At the time, Blackbeard commanded several ships and several hundred men. With a force like that at his disposal, he could repeat his success off Charleston anywhere else along North America's Atlantic seaboard. For a brief period, he became America's bogeyman, and nobody knew where he would strike next. Although the crisis passed, the rulers and merchants of colonial America weren't going to forget Blackbeard in a hurry. Until his death, he remained a nascent threat, the one man they knew who could bring their fragile colonial economy to its knees. This all took place in 1718, the year that represented the peak of piratical activity in the Americas. It also represented a turning point, the great upsurge of piracy following the end of the War of the Spanish Succession, 1701 to 1713, between Britain, France, and Spain reached its peak during Blackbeard's time, and afterward the threat diminished as the few pirates who remained left American waters for fresh hunting grounds on the far side of the world. Indeed, the so-called Golden Age of Piracy, a phrase first conjured up by Captain Johnson in 1724, was meant to encompass the period from about 1697, when the last of the buccaneers ended their attacks on the Spanish.